Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With just 5 days to go now before the New Hampshire presidential primary, two former Massachusetts governors are plugging away in the Granite State in their long-shot bids for the White House. Republican Bill Weld and Democrat Deval Patrick each made campaign stops yesterday at the Youth Climate and Clean Energy Town Hall in Concord, New Hampshire. We'll hear about Bill Weld's appearance in just a couple of minutes. First, WBUR's Steve Brown reports on Deval Patrick.
Hi, thank you. Where are you all from?
Patrick was in his element, posing with a group of Concord middle school students. While none of the sixth graders will be able to vote for him, or anyone else for that matter, Patrick seemed to be energized by their enthusiasm.
I would have said maybe 11th, 12th grade, no?
Patrick knows he has an uphill battle, but with the somewhat messy results coming out of Iowa, Patrick hopes the party may turn to him as an alternative.
The only takeaway I have, and the only one that I think we can have at this point, is that there is no front runner. There's nobody, despite the folks who have, many of the candidates who spent months and years and millions of dollars, nobody's locked it down. There isn't a consensus, and that is fine.
Would-be supporters, including former Massachusetts resident Tom Ward, recognize he's a long shot.
I love Deval's message. I wish he'd gotten in earlier because I think it's just going to be a tough road to hoe. He's got a great message, and I'm seriously thinking about supporting him still. But, he's just so low in the polls, I don't know if there's going to be enough momentum for him.
This is what Patrick is up against. Even those who would like to support him have real concerns about his prospects. Patrick waves it off.
Let folks compete for the attention and the interest and the engagement of the voters, and then give folks a chance to vote. We've all turned into pundits. It's not very helpful.
Patrick has been in this position before. Political observers wrote him off when he first ran for governor in 2006. He won and went on to serve two terms. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.
And I'm Chris Sitter.
First of all, historically, the Republican Party was very good about conserving the environment. It's a conservative position.
Bill Weld may have been the lone Republican to take the stage at the Youth Climate and Energy Town Hall, but after his speech and fielding questions from the student panel, Weld went on to make the case that conservatives and conservation actually go back a long way.
You know, all the way back to Teddy Roosevelt, even Abraham Lincoln. We were a party of the environment and the national parks. Richard Nixon, Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act.
Folks lined up to shake his hand, snap a pic, and for many, share a memory from Weld's time running the Commonwealth in the 90s. Like John Svetka.
You were way ahead of the time even 30 years ago. So
I was way ahead of my time on a lot of issues. Environmental, environmental, gay and lesbian, reproductive rights.
Others took the opportunity to engage Weld in a debate over some of his positions, like the role of natural gas, which Weld called a transition fuel. Seth Woodman, a teacher from Arlington, Vermont, actually traveled to the town hall with some of his students. He said Weld's perspective on environmental issues was refreshing and badly needed at the table.
I feel like Governor Weld did an incredible job of talking about the issue from a different perspective, but still maintaining a lot of the Democratic principles that or the liberal principles, or however you want to look at them. It's just best practices when it comes to environmental concerns. Like, this is a real issue. Science backs it. We need to look at it.
Woodman's description of Weld's principles as liberal or even democratic actually fits into Weld's strategy. Weld, whose last national campaign was for vice president on the Libertarian ticket, says he's setting his sights on states that allow so-called crossover voting. There, he hopes Democrats hell-bent on defeating Trump will pick a Republican ballot and vote for him instead. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Chris Sitterick in Concord, New Hampshire.